Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Today is the day the words Black Lives Matter are being painted in yellow outside Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue.
By 6:30 in the morning, DOT crews were in place and started shutting down Fifth Avenue in front of Trump Tower, stenciling for the mural first. That'll take several hours, and then the painting will begin. And the project could last until tomorrow. Mayor de Blasio is expected to come by at some point this afternoon to watch the painting and maybe even assist. This guy works down the block and welcomes it, but thinks there's a lot of politics going on here.
Hey, listen, for me, it's the politicians we have in the city, especially the mayor. He's done a horrible job. Instead of painting on the floor, he should get involved in something else. Take it to the streets another way, not that way. Mm-hmm. Go to the communities that have the problem. Talk to the police. Talk to the people. Do other things to make society better instead of painting. Put some money into something. Put your money and your effort into something else instead of paint on the floor.
President Trump has made it pretty clear on social media he's not in favor of this. He says the mural antagonizes police. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins at Trump Tower.
Mayor de Blasio says Black Lives Matter is an important message to the whole nation, and he wants the president to hear it because he's never shown respect for those three words. Black Lives Matter murals are being painted in every borough. The ousted U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York testifies before the House Judiciary Committee today. Jeffrey Berman will sit for a private interview. Chairman Jerry Nadler calls Berman's dismissal part of a clear and dangerous pattern of behavior by Attorney General Barr. Democrats say Barr operates more like the president's personal attorney than the top attorney of the United States. Berman oversaw several ongoing investigations of Trump associates, including Michael Cohen, Rudy Giuliani, and two Giuliani associates. Berman is a Republican. He donated to the Trump campaign. He was appointed to the post in 2018. Reopening schools and keeping everyone safe is a monumental task. Mayor de Blasio and school's Chancellor Carranza laid out a plan yesterday that calls for children to be in the classroom 2 to 3 days a week and do distance learning the other days. Governor Cuomo will consider that plan and others from around the state before deciding to give the go-ahead for schools to reopen in the fall. President Trump says kids must get back to class, and he doesn't think the Centers for Disease Control has been helpful, but the head of the CDC says they are not going to revise the reopening guidelines. Instead, additional reference documents will be provided. President Trump loses a battle over his tax returns. The Supreme Court has ruled that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office can see the president's financial records. The vote was 7-2, with Chief Justice John Roberts writing for the majority, and Trump appointees Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh joined the majority. Correspondent Jessica Schneider has more.
The president has been fighting for months, I think going on more than a year now, throughout this entire thing. And I think one thing is for certain, we will not see any decision in this case likely before the election, less than 4 months away. These things take a lot of time, briefing schedules, argument schedules, back at the district court in New York City. So it's fair to say that Vance, the prosecutor in New York, likely won't see it before the election, and the public certainly certainly will not see it before the election because they likely wouldn't have anyway, since this is for grand jury proceedings, which are kept in secret.
Congress is another matter. The court sent the case back to a lower court to allow for more arguments on whether Congress has the right to see the president's records. President Trump tweeted, "This is a political prosecution. It's not fair to this presidency or administration." More gun violence in the city. A man was shot to death on the Upper West Side.
It was 3 in the morning when 29-year-old Naquan Garden was found lying in the street. A gunshot wound to the chest here at 105th and Columbus. The police believe he was actually shot more than a block away at the Frederick Douglass houses after an argument with someone there, and then he staggered back here. Residents watched the ongoing police investigation through the morning.
Usually real quiet down here, especially late night. I mean, in the morning it's really quiet, so that's really rare, especially being that I walk down this block like every day. That's scary. Yeah.
Officials believe Garden was found here, just a block from his apartment, as he was probably trying to get home and call for help, but he never made it. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here on the Upper West Side.
CityMD has released a study on COVID-19 antibodies. It found that in Corona, Queens, more than 68% of people tested positive for antibodies. There were similar results in Jackson Heights, another working-class neighborhood. But the study found in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn, a mostly white and wealthy neighborhood, only 13% of people tested positive for antibodies. Dr. Daniel Frogel says the study shows many lower-income neighborhoods where Black and Latino residents make up a large part of the population were hard hit, while many wealthy neighborhoods suffered much less. He says the study also shows some neighborhoods will have some protection should there be a second wave of COVID-19. Borat star Sacha Baron Cohen is up to his old tricks. Rudy Giuliani says he went to the Mark Hotel in Manhattan on Tuesday for what he thought was a serious interview about the Trump administration's response to COVID-19. He said he was offered payment for the interview and asked that the money be donated to the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Giuliani says he sat down and was answering questions when this guy with a beard comes running in, wearing a crazy pink bikini with lace underneath a translucent mesh top. He said he didn't recognize Cohen at first. Sources say that Cohen was seen sprinting out of the hotel and down 77th Street wearing just a bathrobe.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.